two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon, KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
The shootings in Grantsville.
Today, the mother and three children murdered in Grantsville will be laid to rest, and the father says it's almost unbearable.
The outpouring of love and support has been overwhelming.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with more. Mary?
Amanda, the streets are lined with yellow ribbons near the home and where today's funeral will be held. And the father, Colin Haney, spoke for the first time. He says it seemed at first like a family tragedy, but now it's clear as it has affected so many more people.
We appreciate all who have been so generous in giving time and help and resources in making this difficult time less difficult for us.
The viewing starts at 10 this morning with a funeral service to follow at noon at the Grantsville Stake Center. 16-year-old C.J. Haney is expected to be in court for the first time on Monday. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A bill will be introduced this legislative session that calls for mental health screenings for kids at Utah public schools. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us with more. John?
Yeah, Tim, the argument is that schools have offered vision and hearing screenings for decades in order to notify parents of any problems and refer them to resources. Republican Representative Steve Eelson says since suicide is a leading cause of death for kids and symptoms of some mental illnesses manifest early on, it only makes sense to implement screens that could potentially save lives. Now, the bill has not yet been released to the public, but the proposal would require the cooperation of both the Utah State Board of Education and the State Division of Substance Abuse and Mental Health. According to Eelson, both South San Pete and Carbon school districts have already implemented something similar regarding to mental health screenings. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The body of fallen Utah Marine Lance Corporal Matthew Adams will return back home today. The 19-year-old was killed in a car crash in California. After his body arrives at the Salt Lake Airport, it will receive a dignified transfer to Orem. The funeral will be held next Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints building located at 135 East, 2000 South in Orem. If you would like to take part in holding flags tonight in Orem when the casket arrives, you can join the Follow the Flag group at Mountain View High School at 5:30.
Five crashes and five deaths in the last 3 years prompted city leaders in Roy to hold a town hall meeting to talk about plane crashes. KSL TV's Matt Rascone talked with a woman directly affected by a crash last week.
The plane's wing was lodged into Cynthia Soriano's roof. Soriano wasn't home at the time, but the memory of returning home to the scene and smelling gas remains with her. She was one of dozens to fill a town hall focused on the crashes.
Soriano still out of her home while crews work on repairing the hole in a roof that where the wing was embedded.
The WHO responds to the coronavirus outbreak. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, China reports the death toll from a coronavirus outbreak has killed 25 people, sickened 800. A couple more suspected cases have popped up in the U.S., but the World Health Organization is saying...
Bit too early to consider that this event is a public health emergency of international concern.
The State Department has issued a travel advisory to China. Meanwhile, we have this developing story that comes out of Germany. Six people are dead, and a gunman is in custody in southwest Germany. Police in Rot am See believe the shooting inside a building was prompted by some kind of relationship issue. It's unclear how many people may have been injured. The three Americans killed in the crash of a firefighting air tanker in Australia have been identified. They're all military veterans coming from Montana, Arizona, and Florida. Fireman Steve Price is from Boise and is in Australia.
It's an honor to come over here and help out, you know, Aussies.
There are 200 Americans in Australia fighting devastating bushfires, and Democrats focused on abuse of power in yesterday's impeachment opening statements. Lead House Manager Adam Schiff says President Trump would not have released aid to Ukraine.
Yeah, we forced the aid to be released because the president got caught.
House managers wrap up their arguments today, then the president's legal team begins their arguments tomorrow on Saturday. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
With the impeachment trial continuing in Washington, Vice President Pence continues his trip overseas. Today, he was at the Vatican. ABC's Karen Travers is at the White House with details.
Vice President Pence met with Pope Francis today at the Vatican. Pence, who was raised Catholic, told the Pope he brought warm greetings on behalf of President Trump and said the president enjoyed his own visit to the Vatican in 2017. The vice president's sit-down with the Pope comes on the day the president attends the annual March for Life, a rally of anti-abortion demonstrators in Washington. Pence will also meet today with Italy's political leaders. Karen Travers, ABC News, The White House.
First look traffic now on the 7 o'clock report, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
So far, the main flow of I-15s looked good. Utah County, Salt Lake Valley into downtown. Going through Davis, had an earlier problem with a broken-down semi. The semi's still there, but not seeing the delay anymore in Clearfield. Only delay spots I'm seeing is some city streets. Redwood Road running a lot slower than usual, approaching 6200 South in West Jordan, Taylorsville, and 56th West near 21st South. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Breaking news on KSL News Radio. We get the Utah State Unemployment Summary at this time every month. And Nate McDonald joins us, the Assistant Deputy Director with the Department of Workforce Services. Good morning to you, Nate.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
How do the numbers look this month?
Well, you know, just when we think that it can't get any lower, it does. Our unemployment rate is at 2.3%. And this is Utah's lowest recorded unemployment rate.
How do we break this down? What does it mean for the workforce out there and those that might still be looking for work?
Well, it's great news for the workforce. You know, this is a job seekers market. And the great thing we're seeing is the industries that we continue to see. I mean, this time of year, we would see leisure and hospitality really climb to be the top. And though it's doing very well, it's not at the top. What's at the top is education and health services, construction. Construction for the December report to be the second largest industry is telling you something. Like there, it's the economy is just booming, and then also professional and business the industries are continue to just do really well. So we're seeing high paying, good jobs industry being at the top.
So this really wasn't temporary retail for the holiday season then?
Correct. I mean, that's another one we would typically see high this time of year, and we're still seeing these stronger, higher paying jobs being at the top, which is really good.
So what happens when you have this kind of tightness in the labor market?
Well, so there's, you know, some say, you know, when you get really low unemployment, it's not actually that good. But what we're seeing that makes it really positive is we still have 3.3% job growth. And so to have that high of job growth, which we anticipate we're going to be at the top of the nation with that type of job growth, we have been for the last several months. So what that means is employers just have a much harder time finding employees, but they are, because we have strong job growth, and it means where are they finding them? Right now, we know they're finding them either people that have been on the fringe, meaning they have been disconnected from the workforce, and because of the strength of our economy, they're stepping back in. Or they're bringing people in from out of state.
Mm.
I know we ask this question almost every time because the numbers seem to tick down every time you come in, which is a good thing. But it has forced some of these employers, has it not, to get a little creative with how they bring in workers and whether they actually teach them some of the skills they might need.
Absolutely. And the question we always get asked is, where's the hidden workforce? And that is making employers be more creative to find the hidden workforce. And right now we know, like, rural Utah, we have labor in rural Utah, and that's something that we're encouraging. If employer can move a job to a rural Utah area, whether it's by telecommuting or actually move the job there, there's workforce out there. But we also know there's hidden workforce that, when we talk about the fringe, you know, you have someone that's been a stay-at-home parent that is now in a position where they want to get back in the workforce. Maybe they just need an employer to be a little bit more adaptive. And those are some things that we're, you know, employers are needing to be more creative and adjust to build to get that workforce.
Before I let you go, Nate, what about wages?
Wages, the great thing when it's a tight labor market is it does force wages to climb. And because employers have to be more competitive, because they need to retain their employees because it's harder to find them. And so it does cause wages to grow a little more, and we're seeing that.
Yeah, fantastic. Making history today with a record low.
That is
what did
something.
You say, 2.3?
2.3 unemployment rate.
Nate McDonald, Department of Workforce Services, always good to see you, especially with news like that.
Yeah, thank you, Nate.
It is 7:09, time for a look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Retirement Planning from Mountain America Investment Services, and for that we go to Andy Farnsworth.
And right now, traffic is moving along at the full speed limit into Salt Lake City if you're taking I-15. If you're taking Redwood Road, though, you're going to have a wait from the top of the hill by the cemetery all the way to 6200 South in Taylorsville. You've got back ups on Redwood Road right now. There's a crash reported, 2200 South in Redwood, although I don't see that one in the cameras or any backups from it. Traffic's fairly typical for a Friday other than that, which means very light heading towards Salt Lake. Eric?
Going out to Park City, maybe for a Sundance, etc. We've got some pretty good movement through Parley's Canyon this morning. No weather issues. You got dry roads out to the Kimball Junction exit. A little bit of westbound slowing, though, on Kearns Boulevard. That's because of the construction area around Park City High School. Down Utah County, I-15 is in good shape, northbound from Provo to Lehigh. Jason?
Minor amount of slowing southbound side of I-15, right around 2nd North in Kaysville, down past the Kaysville Ponds. Typical for this time of the morning. Still seeing some flashing lights at the top of the on-ramp to southbound I-15 7 South there in Clearfield. That semi sort of remains off to the side of the road, all broken down, but not really causing any delays through that stretch. The rest of the highways and side streets still moving along at regular speeds. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and Grant is back now. Let's take a look at the hourly forecast on the 7 o'clock report.
Clouds to start off our morning. Temperatures early on the chilly side, right about 35 degrees at 7 a.m. 12 o'clock noon, it's up to 43 with some scattered rain showers beginning to move in. More showers at 4 and 40 degrees and still more showers possible at 7 p.m. Temperatures at 39. There's your hourly forecast. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 35 downtown.
Cedar City police are trying to find the people who broke into vehicles and stole some guns. There have been multiple burglaries over the past couple of weeks. Police are asking people to please keep all valuables out of vehicles.
A state audit says Utah prison officials have failed to make improvements since the Daggett County Jail was shut down. The jail was closed 3 years ago after an investigation found ongoing inmate abuse. The audit says prison officials have not improved oversight of county jails where state inmates are held, and the department does not adequately train jailers to conduct security checks. Corrections officials say they will improve training and develop a better way to find and address deficiencies.
Serena Williams suffered a stunning early exit in the Australian Open. ABC's Todd Ant has more.
A third-round exit at any tournament is rare for Serena Williams, but at the Australian Open, where she owns 7 trophies, hard for even Serena to swallow.
I honestly didn't think I was going to lose that match. I just made far too many errors to be a professional athlete today.
27-seeded Wang Xiang knocked out Williams in 3 sets in 2.5 hours, an impressive turnaround since Serena beat Wang in New York in 44 minutes.
It's not even about the slams. It's about just me playing good tennis, and I didn't do that today. It's just more about I'm better than that.
A 24th Grand Slam title will have to wait till Paris. Todd Ant, ABC News.
I'll tell you what everybody's talking about this morning is 15-year-old Coco Gauff, who shocked the defending champ Naomi Osaka at the Australian Open yesterday. Another one of the stories we're following on the 7 o'clock report, the city of Clearfield wants to change the name of an elementary school because the geography has changed. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live. What's this request all about?
Yeah, Tim, it's called South Clearfield Elementary School, but it's actually now in the middle of the city. It's no longer located in South Clearfield because of all the growth. So the city spokesman told the Standard Examiner it's kind of a little silly for the school to be named that now. The city council asked the Davis School Board to change the school's name, but the board declined this week. They say they'd like to gather more community input. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report, some big wins on the basketball court last night for several of our Utah college teams. BYU beat the Pacific Tigers on the road and now sit in second place in the West Coast Conference. The Utah Utes were able to pull off a one-point win against the Washington Huskies.
And we've hit the six-month mark from the start of the Summer Olympics, believe it or not. Thousands of athletes and millions of spectators will descend on Tokyo this summer for 17 days of competition.
Today is National Peanut Butter Day. This is a big deal for me. American physician Dr. John Kellogg is believed to have been the first to create peanut butter back in 1895.
This on the heels of Mr. Peanut being assassinated, or I guess he died in a terrible crash. Now there's questions this morning whether he's actually dead or not. Some good news. Hundreds of people have shown their support for an armless street artist whose artwork, supplies, and donation box were stolen near the University of Georgia. Nearly $34,000 has been raised online for Michael Davenport, who is known in Athens for sketching the university's bulldog mascot. He draws them by holding a pen in his mouth because he lost his arms as a child.
Extraordinary.
$34,000 being raised. That's great stuff. KSL News Time 7:14. Take a look at the three things you need to know this hour. First,
a Grantsville father grateful for the community's love and support as he prepares for today's funeral services of his murdered wife and three children. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, the body of a fallen Utah Marine, Lance Corporal Matthew Adams, will return back home today. The 19-year-old was killed in a car crash in California.
Third, let's check that drive, brought to you by Retirement Planning from Mountain America Investment Services.
Traffic moving very well this morning. Just a minor amount of slowing on the southbound side of I-15 as you pass 2nd North in Kaysville. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of clouds this morning with some afternoon rain and snow showers. High temperatures right about 45. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
35 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. One day left for the House impeachment managers to finish laying out their case against President Trump, accusing him of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. The president's defense now set to begin tomorrow. And as we hear from ABC's Karen Travers, that's not sitting well in the Oval Office.
President Trump on Twitter this morning expressed his frustration with the fact that his legal team has to begin its opening statements on Saturday, calling it, quote, Death Valley in TV, because Americans may not be tuning in. The Senate voted earlier this week to give each side 24 hours over the course of 3 days to present their opening statements. House Democratic managers went first, and the president's team gets its turn on Saturday.
And after 2 days of opening statements, ABC's Mary Bruce on Capitol Hill says
some Republicans are listening closely. Senator Lamar Alexander saying the Democrats have done a good job presenting, and we have a lot to consider. Democrats now hopeful it's a sign they're persuading some Republicans to support their case.
Before the trial resumes this afternoon, federal health officials will brief senators on the spread of the coronavirus, now blamed for more than 24 deaths in China. ABC's Ian Pannell in Hong Kong says
the children's hospital in Wuhan now making a desperate plea online for medical supplies and scenes of chaos in other hospitals. And now we're hearing the authorities are racing to build a brand new 1,000-bed facility in the next 10 days.
More than 30 million people in China are under travel restrictions. An early morning building explosion in Houston, leaving at least two people hurt. This man spotted one of the wounded.
He was trying to make a phone call. He had blood all over himself.
A business owner says it looks like a tank in his building exploded just before sunrise. President Trump is set to address the March for Life on the National Mall today. He'll make the first sitting president ever to speak to that anti-abortion rally. Former football player Antonio Brown expected in court in Florida today after turning himself in on burglary charges. You're listening to ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth here. Two Texas high school students are facing school suspension for violating the dress code because of the length of their dreadlocks.
ABC's Lindsay Davis has more on this story.
17-year-old DeAndre Arnold and his 16-year-old cousin Caden Bradford are both facing school suspensions for the length of their dreadlocks because the school says they're violating the dress code. The school district also says if DeAndre does not cut his hair, he will not be allowed to walk in graduation. And if Caden doesn't cut his hair, he'll have to quit the band.
We have put our hair up. We've had many different styles tried out. And every time, you guys would find some way to say that it's not in dress code.
Their family is from Trinidad, where dreadlocks are common. And they say they pin their hair back to comply with the dress code.
I really like that part of Trinidadian culture. So, I mean, I really embrace that.
This small Texas town is predominantly white, and some have criticized the district's policy, calling it racially insensitive. But the superintendent claims it's all about the length of their hair.
We've had this policy since the inception of our district 90 years ago. This is the first instance of any accusation that our dress code is biased.
When it comes to our hairstyle, they're not really educated, because it's like me and DeAndre, it's like one in a million.
Can't be the first time they've encountered dreadlocks on their school campus, can it?
Maybe the first time that somebody stood up for themselves.
It's the length of it that they're, excuse me, complaining about.
Never seen short dreadlocks before.
No, that is another good point. You kind of have to have it long to create the dreadlock. Anyway, interesting story this morning. We'll keep an eye on the in-depth at 15 and 45.
7:19, let's get a look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Retirement Planning from Mountain America Investment Services. Over to you, Andy.
And right now, watching the drive on I-15, getting a little bit busier now between 106th and 90th South. Some Bangor delays starting to show up, but there are more southbound, believe it or not, going down to 98th and 104th than there are northbound. Some Redwood delays we had have started to thin out as you go from 70th to 6200 South in Taylorsville. Eric?
Got good movement in Utah County on the freeways right now from Santa Quinn Payson all the way northbound through American Fork and Lehigh. I'm not seeing one delay spot. We've also got pretty good movement over on Redwood Road, just a touch of congestion at the 2100 North intersection, but nothing really is going to amount to any kind of a major slowdowns. Jason?
All the slowdowns that were southbound I-15 around 2nd North and Kaysville have been cleared out, and you're basically smooth sailing from Ogden all the way into the Salt Lake Valley. KSL travel time right now of 30 minutes, which means basically average time. 89 is still moving along great. No problems. 84 in either directions, Legacy and Westside Belt at regular speed. Live at the Eccles presents humorist Jeannie Robertson at the Eccles Theater February 7th. Jeannie's witty depictions of everyday situations never fail to have audiences rolling with laughter. Tickets at liveeccles.com. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. A 7-day warming forecast, at least for the weekend. Here's Grant.
Clouds to start off for today. It's pretty quiet for the morning commute, but afternoon drive, got some rain showers moving in. There could be some snow mix in there, too. Highs at 45 before the showers get here. Partly cloudy tomorrow and 46. And then more rain and snow showers for Sunday afternoon. But the high that day up to 47. Partly cloudy most of Monday. 42 is the high. A lot of clouds on Tuesday. We're up to 41. More the same Wednesday, 41. And then more clouds Thursday, up to 42. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
35 downtown. I know you're going up to Sundance for celebrity watching this weekend.
Not this guy, no.
Yeah. I cannot even picture you with an autograph book walking
you laugh
up and down.
About, you'll laugh about that, but one of the guys that hosts with me on KSL Outdoors every Saturday morning, Mike Navidomskis, we call him Navi, he wouldn't miss a year. He's been there 32 straight years
and
or something.
I only laugh about you doing that, Tim, but I have friends that and I do not disparage, because it brings them real joy to meet people who are celebrities and I understand that there is something, there's a spark, there's an aliveness to meeting people who they've loved for their whole lives. So I do not disparage.
One of Navi's favorite stories is meeting Cheech Marin at the wall urinal in the bathroom on Main Street.
Wow.
He says, for those that grew up with Cheech and Chong in the 70s, he turns to Cheech Marin and he does this, Cheech a honka monka monka, whatever. And Cheech looks over at him like, oh, you're one of those.
Yeah.
And goes back to doing what he was doing at the wall urinal. But everybody loves these celebrity sightings. Everybody loves when you come in contact.
She got into a Paris Hilton party, and it was the thrill of her life. Yeah. And I cannot understand it personally, because it would not be my thing. But just hearing her tell the story, that was a thrill, hearing her tell the story.
And Taylor Swift got it off to a swift start last night by appearing, I guess, her documentary, Miss Americana, premiered on opening night at the Eccles Theater.
It's fun to have it here in Utah.
Oh, absolutely.
To have people come from around the world to have it here.
It's great stuff. And we're going to bring some snow, which will add to the ambiance, I think, for all. Give us a couple of minutes. We'll see what's happening with your money news when we come back.
Depression, anxiety, PTSD, chronic pain, OCD, and other mental health conditions. Seems like no matter what you've tried, it just doesn't seem to work. Imagine what it would be like to have relief from these afflictions. Psychological and neurologic conditions are some of the most misunderstood and yet overtreated conditions the public has ever experienced. There is hope. Maybe it's time to take a different treatment path. It's time to reset your brain and reset your life. Therapy Reset just might be the lifelong answer you've been searching for. Visit ResetUtah.com and see if you're a candidate for ketamine infusion therapy. It stimulates neuron growth and helps brain cells communicate better with each other. What does that do for you? The answer just might surprise you. Visit ResetUtah.com for more information and call today. The consultation is free, and the result could be life-changing. Visit ResetUtah.com. In this new year, celebrate your financial confidence. But what does that look like? Becoming financially confident can look like fewer loan payments or possibly lower interest rates. Financial confidence can also mean extra money in your pocket each month, or even racking up more dollars in your savings account. Visit American United Federal Credit Union to see how they can help you become financially confident this year by consolidating your debt, refinancing your loans to get the best rate, raising your credit score, lowering your monthly payments, and eliminating your high-interest credit card debt. It's time to feel confident about your finances, and American United can help. Visit amucu.org for details and locations near you. That's amucu.org. American United Federal Credit Union is insured by NCUA and is an equal opportunity lender. Membership required upon approved credit.
Bedrock Quartz, shaping nature's stone to beautify your home. You know the kitchen is the heart of your home, so 2020 is the year to upgrade your kitchen and bath. Visit Bedrock Quartz to see 50 new countertop colors for your remodel.
My name's Doug Jessup. I'm with Sage Homes. We use Bedrock Quartz for a number of reasons. One of the biggest reasons that we use Bedrock Quartz is for their fabrication. I was very impressed with the quality, and we've been using Bedrock ever since, and it's been fantastic.
Visit one of our four Utah showrooms in West Jordan, Pleasant Grove, Layton, and St. George to see all the new colors.
When you're designing your new home, countertops are probably one of the biggest aspects of that home. You know, they're a statement.
And many of last year's best colors are still on sale through the end of the month.
Kitchen is absolutely the main focal point of a home. And that's why we feel it's so important that you do have the right countertop in the kitchen. We certainly feel like we get that from Bedrock Quartz.
2020 is the year to upgrade your kitchen and bath. Visit bedrockquartz.com.
Researchers say people are cooling off. Let's get the details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, or should I say chilling at the National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
That's right, Tim. It's not just global climate change.
It's good.
Stanford University researchers say the human body's average temperature has declined in recent decades, going from the 98.6 we all believe is normal to 97.5, more than a full degree lower. They studied body temperature data from the Civil War to today. They don't know why, but suggest control over our environment, such as air conditioning and heating systems, may have something to do with it. Most medical experts agree, however, that 99.5 should still be considered a fever. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. Google has announced that its next I.O. Developer Conference will take place on May 12th to the 14th at the Shoreline Amphitheater. Last year, they announced the budget-friendly Pixel 3a and 3a XL phones, so rumors of a Pixel 4a are buzzing around.
Former Wells Fargo CEO John Stumpf has been charged with a lifetime ban from working at any banks by the U.S. government. He must also, and I just, my page just disappeared.
Oh, let me see.
Not sure what happened
here. He must also pay $17.5 million for the scandals of millions of fake accounts to meet sales quotas.
That's strange. Welcome to modern technology.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see how the futures markets are doing just ahead of the opening bell. They say the Dow set to rise over 100 points. We're close. The futures up 85. The S&P is up 6.5. And the NASDAQ up almost 30.
Let's get a look at your Friday commute. We'll do that next on Utah's Morning News.
It's hard to believe 2020 is already here. Where does time go? With a new year and start upon us, I'm going to challenge you to place one more priority on your list. What would you give for a fresh set of eyeballs? I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and my request is simple. If you're working with another financial advisor, give us the opportunity to provide you a fresh set of eyeballs. You already see the value a financial advisor can bring, so you're the type of client we enjoy working with the most. However, not all advisors are the same. Our advisors are not just financial advisors, they're fiduciary advisors. We have hearts of teachers and are a vetted Dave Ramsey Provestor and will always place your best interest first. And that's exactly why most of our clients come from other financial advisors. For a fresh set of eyeballs, call us today, 801-899-7600, or visit us at TrajanWealth.com.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
$500 fuel cards are rolling out the door.
KSL listener called us and claimed his $500 Maverick fuel card.
Don't miss your chance for $500 and free gas.
Free gas.
Go to KSLNewsRadio.com. Register your name and then listen for your reward from Maverick Adventures First Stop and KSL News Radio.
Doug and Steve will have the movie show on the road at 9 this morning back at My Hearing Centers, where you can learn about the amazing new Signia X hearing aid and find out how you can win a free pair from My Hearing Centers. KSL News Time now 729. Triple Team Traffic is brought to you by Retirement Planning from Mountain America Investment Services. Andy?
And right now, watching I-15, it's still a great drive on this Friday morning since weather hasn't been a factor. Things have looked a lot better on the city streets as well. Earlier, backups on Redwood Road and West Jordan have cleared. Bangor Highway starting to slow a bit in West Jordan and Taylorsville, but looking good through West Valley. All out of Tooele, other than a small stretch in Lake Point where SR-36 is backed up. Everything else looks good coming out of Tooele, Eric.
Well, we really don't have the issues that we've had the last few days going out into the mountains, Big and Little Cottonwood Canyon. No restrictions there. And Parley's Canyon looks good. Dry roads out to the summit and onto the Kimball Junction exit to Park City. Park City starting to see that area, starting to see some additional volume as you head on SR-224 or Kearns Boulevard over into the center of town. I-15 in Utah County, that's looking good. Northbound and southbound. Jason?
Looking a little bunched up southbound I-15 as you approach Shepherd Lane, but nothing compared to what it was yesterday. For the most part, roads up north are still traveling along free and clear. May have to tap the brakes a couple of times around 23rd North there in Rose Park, but otherwise, it's smooth sailing in Davis County this morning. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and let's get a look at that forecast, Grant.
The storm's moving in along the Wasatch Front, but this one gets here into the afternoon hour, so it's pretty quiet this morning. We'll get up to like 45 or so. And right around the noon hour, we will expect the showers to move in. It's mostly going to be rain here in the valleys. Rain showers and snow showers mixed, and then some snow in the high elevations. A little accumulation, though. And 45 is going to be our high by the middle of the day. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer up to 46. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time now, 7:30.
It's 35 degrees.
Looking good for the most part on all of our drive. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The Utah Tax Debate. Special coverage on Utah's Morning News on KSL News Radio.
A new poll shows the referendum effort would have likely succeeded to overturn the tax reform package at the ballot box.
Lawmakers announced yesterday the tax reform bill will be repealed. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour News Center with more. Mary?
Amanda, the poll was done the second week of January, and it shows 57% of Utahns supported the referendum effort. 35% were opposed. This is an Ann Jones survey obtained by UtahPolicy.com. Referendum backers said they had turned in more than 152,000 signatures this week, a lot more than they needed for the ballot once they were verified. This new survey suggests voters would have approved the referendum on the ballot in November, and that would have made things difficult for the legislature. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Utah motorcyclists are asking the government to rev up the ban on drivers using handheld cell phones. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik is live in the KSL 24-hour News Center with that story. John?
Yeah, Tim, the movement comes after a record 48 riders died on state highways last year. Many bikers are saying they constantly have to worry if the person next to them is talking on the phone or texting. In their mind, the next step should be the passage of House Bill 101. That's sponsored by Representative Carol Moss. That piece of legislation would allow direct citations for talking on the phone violations rather than relying on another moving violation to first take place. In an effort to ensure its passage, Moss has changed the bill to reduce penalties, meaning that a first offense would simply be an infraction rather than a Class C misdemeanor. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Three boys who fell through the ice on Utah Lake are all expected to recover. Details from KSL TV's Brittany Tate.
Three friends decided to walk on what appeared to be a frozen Utah lake. As the boys moved away from the dock, the ice started to crack. In a terrifying second, Austin Weilacker watched his friends disappear. As Austin tried to pull them out, more ice gave way. They were all trapped. They struggled to swim and made it to the dock. A man and a woman pulled the teens to safety.
The boys say there was no one there when they went out on the ice, and they don't know who that man and woman were.
Meantime, fire crews pulled a man and his dog from Bountiful Pond. The man was riding his bike around the pond when he says the dog ran out on the ice while chasing a bird. When the dog got stuck, the man went to save it, and his wife Raquel Stetler then got a phone call.
When they called me, they said that he was okay, so they had to come and see what happened.
Officials treated both the man and the dog for some minor injuries and possible hypothermia. Both are expected to recover.
Opening argument by House managers wraps up today in the Senate. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, House impeachment managers are wrapping up their opening arguments today before President Trump's attorneys begin their statements tomorrow. Republicans in the Senate respond to the Democrats' claims of the president's wrongdoing.
The Democrats have literally bought into that
premise that if you just say it often enough, it must be true.
Senator Tim Scott there. Democrats continue calling for new witnesses and evidence. That'll be decided likely next week. A massive explosion rocked a Houston neighborhood this morning.
We're assessing the damage that may have been caused by those by the explosion.
Several homes damaged when a machine shop blew up in flames, sending debris into the streets and rattling windows for miles. Two people reportedly injured, but not seriously. Meanwhile, a gunman opened fire in southwest Germany today, leaving six people dead. Police in Rot am See say the shooter was apprehended, believe the victims are members of his own family. And the World Health Organization's not yet prepared to call coronavirus an international emergency. China reports 26 people have now died. Medical researcher Jeremy Ferrer says of the virus,
somebody with symptoms would have a cough, a sore throat, and would pass it to somebody else by coughing or sneezing.
The U.S. has issued a travel warning to China. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
While the impeachment proceedings continue in the Senate, President Trump will be a headliner at today's March for Life rally. We get more from the White House and ABC's Karen Travers.
President Trump today delivers remarks at the annual March for Life, a rally of anti-abortion demonstrators. He'll be the first sitting president to attend this event in its 47-year history. The president's position on abortion has evolved over the years. In the past, he's referred to himself as, quote, very pro-choice. Later this afternoon, President Trump delivers remarks at the White House to mayors from all around the country who are gathered here in Washington for an annual conference. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Coming up on KSL, burglars targeting police cars in Utah County.
And we'll check your triple team traffic.
No major issues on I-15. That's good news. You got a little bit of slowdown northbound I-15 just past 114 south and southbound approaching downtown in the Rose Park area. I'm Eric Butler on the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time 735.
You already drive with KSL, so let us fill up your gas tank. We're talking $100 Maverick fuel cards. Dozens of them. It's super easy, but you need to sign up today. Go to KSLNewsRadio.com. We're Utah's news station.
It's a new year. Let's build a new you. Utah Home Fitness will start by saving you a ton of money during our resolution sale, our biggest sale of the year. For example, with 0% financing, you can be working out at home on a Precor commercial quality 400 series treadmill, the kind you see in health clubs and resort hotels, or with an Inspire Home Gym, perfect for a garage gym for just $94 a month. See stores for details. And friends, once you own home fitness equipment from Utah Home Fitness, you'll see the benefits of getting a health club quality workout in the comfort, the security, and the convenience of your own home. Come in, try out any piece of equipment in our stores, and shop with confidence because we're better than anything online, price-wise, selection-wise, and service-wise. Start thinking better, feeling better, and looking better in 2020. Start now during our resolution sale. Utah Home Fitness, three locations, Foothill Village, State Street in Sandy, Station Park in Farmington, and at utahhomefitness.com.
Hi, I'm Carolyn Spencer-Brown, Chief Content Officer of Cruise Media and former Editor-in-Chief of Cruise Critic. One of my favorite places in the world to go is Alaska. It is such an amazing, vast, and untouched wilderness. And because there is so much to see, you really want to take a cruise there. I love both the Holland America Line and Princess Cruises because they have the most itineraries going to Glacier Bay, where you can sail right up to these giant, awe-inspiring glaciers and watch them crack off and land in the water with this thundering boom. It's the most incredible experience. And for land travel, they have a glass dome train that lets you see everything. You get off your cruise, it's seamless, you transfer onto this beautiful train, and you take a ride to Denali National Park, where you can stay at their exclusive lodges. And because Holland America Line and Princess Cruises own and operate their ships, lodges, and trains, everything is easy and effortless as they take care of every little detail. So if you're planning on going to Alaska, you really want to go this year. And you definitely want to go with the Alaska experts, Holland America Line or Princess Cruises. Explore more at GoAlaskaNow.com.
If you're just joining us this morning, painful words yesterday from the husband and father to a woman and three children who were killed in Grantsville by the hands of his other son. Colin Haney spoke yesterday saying that the loss is almost unbearable. Funeral services for the family will happen today in Grantsville.
Investigators in Eagle Mountain are trying to find the people responsible for breaking into three police cars and stealing some ammunition in the ranch's subdivision.
It looked like they might have tried to get to firearms, but they were secured as they should be, and they were not able to get those.
Spencer Cannon with the Utah County Sheriff's Office says they're concerned the thieves would break into a police car in the first place. None of the cars broken into actually belonged to the Eagle Mountain Police Department.
Several popular hiking trails at Zion National Park may remain closed indefinitely, even though it has been months since a massive rock slide. Geologists recently finished their investigation of the site, and they say the slide was more like a small rock avalanche. Three people were injured, several others stranded last August. It closed Weeping Rock Trail, Hidden Canyon Trail, and Observation Point Trail.
7:39, let's get a look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Retirement Planning from Mountain America Investment Services. Over to you, Andy.
And right now, I-15 starting to slow just a bit between 123rd and 106 South as we reach the peak point of the morning drive. Haven't had any crashes on the freeways in the Salt Lake Valley, at least so far this morning, so that's good. But on the far west side, you're going to start to see backups again on 56th West through West Valley all the way up to the 201 freeway. Eric?
Got a few more cars over on Foothill Drive from I-80 up to about 1700 South, and it gets a little bit better as you get closer to the medical buildings and to the University of Utah. I-15 in Utah County, that's in good shape right now. Northbound, we got no delay spots from Provo and Orem all the way through American Fork and Lehigh. Jason?
And increased volumes causing a little bit of congestion southbound I-15 around 23rd North in Rose Park, but that's really all we're seeing up north. Not seeing any accidents, no impediments as you make your way around the streets to work this morning. You're just going to be moving along regular speeds. Legacy, West Side Belt, 89, and I-15 for the most part are looking good. It's time to get a home energy plan from Dominion Energy and learn how you can conserve to save money on your monthly gas bill. Visit ThermWise.com to get started. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. We've got a warm day today. What about the rain? Let's check in with Grant.
A lot of clouds out there to start off our day, and then another storm comes in, moves pretty quickly here, brings in mainly rain showers for the valleys this afternoon. There could be some snow mix in there as well. High temperatures at 45 and then partly cloudy up to 46 for tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now in Salt Lake City, 35 degrees.
The House managers conclude their case today back in Washington, and we'll get a report from Aaron Katursky coming up next on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us for the very latest at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, and thanks again for driving along with Utah's news station.
Hey, let's do this, Tim. Let's give away $500 in free gas if we can.
You don't have to twist my arm too hard for that.
I mean, we love all of our listeners, but right now I want to call out, Todd Land of Salt Lake City. Todd Land of Salt Lake City, you have 15 minutes to call and claim $500 in free gas at 801-575-1160. That is Todd Land of Salt Lake City, 15 minutes to call 801-575-1160.
And for the rest of you, if you haven't already done it, go to KSLNewsRadio.com today to register, courtesy of Maverick Adventures First Stop and KSL News Radio.
Many of us have acquired a lot of credit card debt during the holiday season, often with very high interest rates of 20 to 29%. With interest rates that high, how does anyone ever pay this debt off? The good news is you can get rid of your credit card debt and other debts by refinancing your mortgage by calling Rick at 801-809-SAVE or click loansbyrick.com. Rick has great technology and is closing the majority of mortgage loans in 12 to 22 days. Paying off credit card debt at high interest rates of 20 to 29% for new interest rates of 4 to 5%, the savings can become huge. You can save hundreds or even thousands of dollars a month. Give Rick a call, 801-809-SAVE, or click loansbyrick.com and let Rick get the process started for you. Car payments, hospital bills, collections, any debt can be included. Call Rick, 801-809-SAVE, or click loansbyrick.com. That's loansbyrick.com. Simple, fast, professional. Vintage Lending, NMLS 287106, and Rick Kirschenbaum, NMLS 241179, Equal Housing Lender. Some restrictions apply.
What exactly is an executive MBA? It may not be what you think. The University of Utah's Executive MBA was created to meet the needs of experienced senior-level professionals. Everything about the program, the curriculum, schedule, network, and more focuses around that. You'll continue to work while you attend classes every other week on Friday and Saturday for 21 months with a specific set of classes designed to help you master business fundamentals, leadership, and strategic thinking. And if you're wondering if this program is just for executives, the answer is no. Students come with an average 14 years of full-time work experience in almost every role imaginable. From specialists, managers, physicians, entrepreneurs, and more, their commitment to achieving unparalleled personal growth is what unites them. Is the University of Utah's Executive MBA right for you? Find out at the next Information Luncheon and Q&A panel event on Thursday, February 6th at Fleming's in Salt Lake City. Register at embautah.com. That's embautah.com.
The game of football is about pain.
Ever since I was 5 years old, it's been all about football. It's been about running, jumping, blocking, tackling. I stopped playing at 31.
You're listening to Michael Robinson, retired pro fullback.
I thought that foot pain was going to be with me for the rest of my life. I'm so glad I met Good Feet. I'm so glad that those arch supports are in my shoes. I have terrible foot issues that prevented me from really having a normal life with my kids. With the Good Feet arch supports, man, I'm always ready. My kids actually got to enjoy me in the yard more, racing each other, backpedaling, teaching them some things, being a dad. If I had known about the Good Feet arch support earlier, I would have more than one championship. I would have two championship rings.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet store.
You'll find America's arch support experts in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetnw.com.
News sponsored by the Good Feet Store. Find America's arch support experts in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Visit goodfeetnw.com.
Lots of great comments this morning from our texters. One asking a minute ago, with Sundance in town, if Salt Lake City authorities are screening passengers for the coronavirus.
Oh, that's interesting.
Or any other illnesses. I understand the question. We'll see if we can find anything about that out. But if you want to reach out to us on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line, feel free to do it at 57500. KSL News Time, now 7:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First, the Utah State tax reform bill will be repealed at the start of the legislative session, and a poll out this morning shows the referendum to get rid of the bill would likely have succeeded.
Second, three boys who fell through the ice on Utah Lake are all expected to recover. They also want to find and thank the man and woman who showed up and helped pull them from the water.
Third, keeping an eye on that drive, brought to you by Retirement Planning from Mountain America Investment Services.
Volume is increasing, but just a minor amount of brake tapping right now northbound I-15 between Draper and Sandy. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of clouds this morning with some afternoon rain and snow showers. High temperature right about 45. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, downtown, 35 degrees.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Democratic House prosecutors continue to present their case to skeptical Republican Senate jurors in President Trump's impeachment trial.
Joining us live from New York is ABC News senior investigative reporter Aaron Katursky. What was the focus yesterday, Aaron?
Abuse of power. And the you heard House Manager Jerry Nadler say that no president has abused his power the way this one has, and that it's precisely what the framers of the Constitution had in mind for impeachment. And he almost seemed to anticipate an argument from the president's attorneys that what the president's accused of doing is not an impeachable offense because it's not a crime on the books. And Nadler played some of the president's defenders' own words against them. Lindsey Graham from 21 years ago at the Clinton impeachment saying that high crimes and misdemeanors do not have to be an actual crime on the books. And we'll see how the president's attorneys respond when their turn comes up starting Saturday.
It's almost as if the House managers know that they're not likely to get the witnesses they want, so they have used witnesses of their own in the form of video testimony.
And that's been, I think, compelling. The senators really seem to snap to attention when those video clips play. And some of them are rather damning, even, you know, as you know, we've heard privately from some of the president's defenders that hearing Trump in his own words saying he hopes they investigate the Bidens is not a great look. Still, as the president has said, he's done nothing wrong, and that's, you know, where it starts and ends for his defense team. We're not expecting a very nuanced presentation, just a kind of blunt force. President's call was perfect, and this kind of conduct isn't impeachable, even as Democrats at every turn have almost pleaded to say that if this isn't impeachable, then we're done. That you know, there's no way to hold a president accountable.
Is that the argument then, Aaron, that you can't charge a sitting president with a crime because that's not allowed? And if you can't impeach a president for this activity, then a president can basically do whatever he wants and is above the law?
And that's what Adam Schiff effectively seemed to say and toward the end of the evening last night, saying, you know what he did isn't right. No constitution can protect us if it doesn't matter anymore. And he said, if right doesn't matter, we're lost. And that's been, you know, his main argument. The Office of Legal Counsel at the Justice Department has said the president cannot be charged with a crime. So that avenue is not available. And then the if what the framers envisioned for impeachment also doesn't apply, then there really is no remedy for a president who abuses his power.
Were you surprised yesterday that Adam Schiff brought the Biden name into it? Jay Sekulow said that the president's team had not planned on, which I'm not so sure I believe, that they had not planned on bringing the Biden's name in. But now that it's been brought into this trial, they may carry on with that line of thinking.
You know, and I was also a bit surprised at just how much Biden's name has been mentioned. You know, and for Democrats, it actually is a central part of their argument that the president had ample opportunity to root out corruption in Ukraine. But in both 2017 and in 2018, the administration increased funding to Ukraine. So they weren't concerned about how Ukraine was spending the money then. What changed in 2019? Joe Biden enters the race. And then Sylvia Garcia showed polling from Fox News from back in April that showed, in a hypothetical matchup, Biden beating Trump. And that's when she said the corrupt scheme began.
Thank you, Aaron, as always. Investigative reporter Aaron Katursky with us on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
7:49 means triple team traffic, brought to you by Retirement Planning for Mountain America Investment Services. Here's Andy.
Minor slowdowns, I-15 approaching 114th and 90th South. Bangor delays off and on between 54th and 21st South. Eric?
In Utah County, no problems. Northbound from Provo to Point of the Mountain, 20 minutes drive time. Redwood Road also looking good northbound. Jason?
Seeing some fog up in Logan right now, but as far as Weber and Davis counties are concerned, I-15 moving along really well. Just a little bit of congestion now in the Rose Park area. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Grant is here with a look at the 7-day. Hello, Grant.
Hey, Amanda. Good morning. Clouds are already starting to roll in. It's a quiet morning weather-wise. We're up to 45, but storms coming in. It will bring in showers this afternoon after about the noon hour through, we'll say, about 6 or so. Scattered mainly rain showers down low. Now, there could be some snow mix, but it's mainly wet down low. Snow could stick a little bit higher up above 6,000 feet, but it doesn't look like it'll be much more than an inch or so. And then partly cloudy skies. Nice day tomorrow, 46. That'll feel pretty good in the sunshine. On Sunday, another storm's coming in, but 47 that day. In the afternoon, rain showers changing over to snow Sunday. And then it looks like snow showers through very early Monday morning, so heads up. Partly cloudy most of Monday, though, high of 42. Clouds on Tuesday, 41, and kind of more of the same Wednesday, Thursday. A lot of clouds, 41 Wednesday, 42 Thursday.
I'm dreaming of a white weekend.
Yeah, skiers are. A little bit Sunday, yeah.
All right. Right now, 35 downtown. We've been telling you our friends at Zero Res are celebrating 17 years of being in the greater Salt Lake area, and the Amanda Dixon household has actually kept them in business, I think, most of that time, haven't you?
Yeah. We call Zero Res whenever we need to just spruce up the house or whenever we have a dog problem or a kid problem. And I'll tell you, if Zero Res coming and cleaning your carpets won't cheer you up, you're a lost cause, because when they're in the whole house smells better, looks better, everybody just feels better.
One of my favorite stories you tell is having them come on the back end of another carpet cleaning company to clean up the mess they left behind.
It's true. We had another carpet cleaning company years ago come, and they left sort of, you know, the corners looked all dingy, the baseboards looked all dingy, and Zero Res came and said, we can fix that.
No residue means nothing sticky to attract more dirt, faster dry times, cleaner carpets, and right now you're going to get a great deal. Get three rooms of carpet clean for just $89.95. That's their lowest three-room deal ever now through the end of the month. Call today and get your appointment set up.
801-288-9376. That's 288-ZERO.
Ready for a vacation? It's the 24th annual Morris Murdoch Travel Show, January 24th and 25th at Mountain America Expo Center.
We come every year.
My husband and I love to travel.
We just booked a river cruise.
Mom's taking us to Disneyland.
It's the original and Utah's largest travel show with over 100 vendors from around the world.
I had no idea there were so many cruise lines.
Enter to win a 7-day Caribbean cruise courtesy of Royal Caribbean, plus other fabulous giveaways including free trips to Hawaii, Mexico, and more. You'll find free seminars, expert advice, travel discounts, special upgrades, and exclusive amenities. Only available at the Travel Show.
My agent helped me pick the perfect vacation.
It's the 24th annual Morris Murdoch Travel Show, January 24th and 25th at Mountain America Expo Center. Visit morrismurdoch.com for discount coupons and more information.
We want to go somewhere warm.
Come on and get away.
Don't miss the 24th Annual Travel Show, January 24th and 25th at Mountain America Expo Center.
New Year's is coming, and new looks in your home could be on the way at Ogden's Flooring and Design. Carpet, hardwood, and laminate flooring, tile, and granite countertops, and hold on, it's all priced up to 60% off during the massive January clearance sale at all 11 Ogden's Flooring and Design locations, where they must sell all of their current inventory to make room for new 2020 products. 60% off. And right now, you can also get 0% interest for 12 months, OAC. You'll find remnants starting at $99, which will cover an average bedroom. $99. So if you want to ring something in, make it a new look in your home. Visit ogdensflooring.com to learn more or to find a store near you. Find your new look for New Year's. Ogden's Flooring and Design. Online at ogdensflooring.com.
For every room in your home, every room in your home, Ogden's Flooring and Design.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, Love Where You Bank. The start of the new decade isn't looking too good for retailers, as traditional chains are already announcing store closures. Macy's, JCPenney, Pier 1 Imports, and other national retailers have collectively announced over 1,000 store closures this year.
Markets are up slightly, Dow's up 79, we're at 29,239.
It is time for Cougar Tracks. Big win last night on the road. Here's Mitch Harper.
BYU head coach Mark Pope has always said that seniors do magical things for a team. Yesterday, the magic was on full display for the Cougars as seniors Yoli Childs, who was cleared to play from a finger injury that sidelined him the past 2 weeks, and Jake Toulson combined for 54 points to lead BYU to a 74-60 win over the Pacific Tigers.
The effort that these young men are putting out every single night. Like, I leave every game inspired. Win or loss, actually, I leave inspired. The courage these guys are playing with and the commitment they have to each other. And there's something special happening on this team. And that doesn't guarantee you any given outcome. It's awesome, man. I'm having a good time.
Now BYU travels to San Francisco to take on the USF Dons. Tip-off tomorrow from the Hilltop is at 3 p.m. with coverage beginning at noon, with Cougar Sports Saturday right here on KSL News Radio. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Hey, way to go, Todd Land of Salt Lake City.
Another winner.
He called us when he heard his name and claimed his $500 Maverick fuel card.
Yeah, find out how you can get your $500 in free gas for yourself at KSLNewsRadio.com.
Hi there. Welcome to JCW's. What can I get for you today?
Hey, yeah, I'd like a ranch bacon burger in a combo with onion rings, please.
Okay, got it. And for you, sir?
I can't decide. There's so much. Oh, go for the Hawaiian burger. That thing's a humdinger.
A hum whatter? A hum what?
Yeah, it's a third-pound burger, and they pile a bunch of ham on it and then top it off with a thick slice of pineapple. You know, JCW's. Quality and a lot of it. Now hurry up.
Is he serious?
Well, actually, all our burgers are one-third pound at JCW's.
Humdinger, huh?
Uh-huh.
Guess he is. Okay, done. I'll take the Hawaiian, a grasshopper shake.
Ooh, good choice.
Fries.
Hey, this is Clark for JCW's The Burger Boys. Stop into any of our five locations today and experience quality food and service at its best. We're located in American Fork, Thanksgiving Point, Provo, South Jordan, and our new location in Harriman. Come in and see why at JCW's we believe in quality and a lot of it.
The Management Minute is a service of the MBA program in the John M. Huntsman School of Business at Utah State University. I'm Professor Scott Hammond. If you're looking for a job, if you're in a dynamic, changing work environment, then someone who is influencing your future is asking, who are you? You might know, but they might not. If you want a label that has high impact, that's easy to read, and valued, put MBA next to your name. MBA means I can lead, I can manage, I can deal with tough problems, I can work with people. I can budget, see trends, but it also says you're committed to learning and growing. At Utah State University, you can do an MBA online. You can attend from a statewide campus near you. You can start at any semester. In 30 years of teaching MBA students, I've never once heard a student say they regret getting an MBA. So when I say I hope to see you in one of my classes, I mean it. Take the first step. Go to HuntsmanMBA.com. I'm Professor Scott Hammond. I really do hope to see you in one of our classes.
7:59, let's get a look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Retirement Planning from Mountain America Investment Services. Andy?
Right now, I-15, a little bit of slowing near 106 South and some just after 3300 South. 201 freeway's got a little bit of backup in both directions at about 7200 West. Eric?
I-15, Utah County running along at normal speed. Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain, 24 minutes of drive time. You have a little bit of congestion northbound Redwood Road now approaching Pioneer Crossing in Saratoga Springs, but it's just fine after that going up to the county line. Jason?
A little bit of extra volume. Southbound I-15 is just slide past Hill Air Force Base there in Clearfield, and then you're seeing some slowdowns at about 2300 north in Rose Park. That's on and off down into Salt Lake City itself. Otherwise, still running along at regular speeds on your other highways and side streets up north. Your story matters. Discover your family. Discover yourself. Discover RootsTech. Learn the tools and resources to discover your family story at RootsTech. Visit RootsTech.org to register. That's RootsTech.org. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Rain and snow in the forecast today. About a 70% chance we'll see probably rain in the valleys, but snow in the higher elevations. 45, so it's going to be another warm afternoon, but we warm to 46 tomorrow, 47 on Sunday. And right now, to get your day started downtown with a few clouds, it's 35.
8 o'clock, time for the KSL In-Depth Hour on the biggest stories of the day. Brought to you on the KSL News Radio app by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio presents the In-Depth Hour, starting now.
It is 8 o'clock, the hour we go more in-depth on the biggest stories of the day. Good